even under sedentary condition, it has to use some energy. And so there's a study that was done in a calorimetry room comparing a full night of sleep deprivation versus a full night of sleep in the same bed, recumbent, etc., and showing, this is a study by Kenneth Wright at the University of Colorado, and what they are showing is that the energy cost of a night of sleep loss, a night without any sleep, is averages 143 calories, which is less than the stimulation of energy intake. And the other question is whether the tired subject is more likely to exercise or to reduce the physical activity. We tried to do this in the laboratory and we weren't successful, but recently the team of Dr. Penev was able to show, first in a cross-sectional study, that amongst a group of 48 individuals who were recruited because they were at familiar risk for type 2 diabetes, and then their sleep was measured by actigraphy and their energy expenditure was measured by accelerometry, that in fact those who were short sleepers, where short sleep was considered as less than 6 hours per night, not by self-report, by measurement, they had 27% fewer daily activity counts, less time in physical activity, and they remained more sedentary, and all of this was in the laboratory. And then in a subsequent study that was just published last year,